Welcome to the Being Soul Confident podcast with me, your host, Nicola Tonsaga, the podcast where we are talking all things soul, where we're widening the conversation about what soul is, so that you can trust it, live it, be it, so that you are being soul confident. Hello and welcome back to Being Soul Confident. And this is a little bonus episode that I just wanted to drop in and share with you. And in this, I'm going to talk about a couple of reasons why we don't initiate the work to actually start to connect into soul. Now, first of all, a lot of people come to an understanding of soul or an understanding of their spirituality through a drastic awakening. And by that, I mean that something cataclysmic happens in life, you reach breaking point, or something really significant actually causes you to have an experience that many people call an awakening, that is quite an abrupt experience, that can be quite an abrupt experience, but really opens you up, and suddenly you have a different sense of things, you have a different sense of yourself, and you know that there has been a significant shift, and you know that that is either soul related or it is a connection to that deep inner wisdom, which is still soul, but perhaps you don't actually recognize it as soul as such at that moment. So some people do come to that understanding of, or that connection, or that realization of soul in that way. But what happens if you are going through your life and you simply start to become curious about spirituality or about soul, about what might be out there, out of the traditional realms of reality, if you want to look at it that way? And if you are one of those people that you are kind of curious, but you haven't really done anything about looking into what soul is or trying to connect into it, there are usually two or three reasons. And the first one is quite simply that you are not sure what it is. You just don't really believe in it. Perhaps you are really logical. Perhaps you're quite analytical. It may be that you want the proof of something before you start to look at its possibility. And realistically, with soul, that's not going to happen, because energetically, we have to trust first, and then the trust is validated. So if you are the sort of person that thinks, well, I'm curious, but you know, I'm not sure what it is, I'm not sure it's real, then to overcome that, you need to start to do some research. You need to start to look at what soul might be. You can also start to look back at your life and think back to those moments where instinct has overridden rationality. You know, it might be, for instance, that you knew you were pregnant only days into your pregnancy. You know, logically, you told yourself all sorts of reasons why that isn't the case, but you just knew. So if you look for instances within your past where there was such a sense of knowing, such a sense of certainty, even if your rational, logical mind said, no, that isn't possible, then you will start to allow yourself to consider the possibility that there might be something in soul. There might be something to it, that it might actually be something that is real, something that you can learn more about. So that is one reason why you might not initiate the work. You just simply are not sure what it is, you don't believe in it, and you want the proof first. Now, the other reason that you don't initiate that work to really connect into soul is simply because you do not feel worthy enough. Perhaps you have had some energy awareness, perhaps you've had a slight connection or an understanding or a realization of what soul might be, but you do not feel that you are good enough. You do not feel that you are worthy enough to actually connect with that divine energy. Because what happens when we do connect with that divine energy is that we feel all of the love, all of the support, all of the certainty that is there for us. And in a strange sort of way, not only do we feel it, but we have to accept it and we have to allow it. So if you don't feel good enough, you're always going to have difficulty really allowing your connection to soul in a fuller way that really starts to expand, that really starts to become something that's very present in your life. And in that respect, you can look at working with self-worth, and that will really support you in allowing yourself to connect into that energy, because you will start to feel that you are worthy of it. And I would say here that we are all worthy, but we have to understand that our worth, it comes from simply who we are. It doesn't come from what we do in life. It doesn't come from our financial situation. It doesn't come from validation from other people. Our self-worth starts with us, and we are all inherently worthy. But you have to understand that for yourself. And the only other reason that you might not be connecting into soul is that you simply don't understand how to. You know, perhaps you're a little bit energetically aware, perhaps you've tried things like Reiki, and you simply don't quite get it. And that's okay. All that means is that your conscious awareness simply needs to be stimulated in the right way for you. So different practices, different aspects of meditation, different ways of connecting in, they all work slightly differently for different people. It depends how active our mind is. It depends how much in our minds we are. It depends on our ability to really be still within us. So you simply need to find the way that your awareness recognizes and responds to energy, and then you simply need to practice to refine that. So these are just three reasons why, if you are curious about soul and you're kind of just walking the pathway through life thinking, what is it? Is it real? These are just three reasons why you might not be initiating the work. Let me know if they resonate with you. Do hit subscribe so you can get new episodes as they are released. And just consider, do you initiate the work to connect into soul, or do you wait for it to be initiated? Thank you for spending this time, and enjoy being soul confident.